San Diego caller Rick on Immaculate Heart Radio. You're up next. Hello, Rick. Why are you pro-choice?
Well, I would say I'm pro-choice because it resolves a conflict of the person who is pregnant, the woman who is pregnant, her rights, should they or should they not trump the pregnancy, the fetus, the baby, whatever you want to call it. And the only logical answer that I can see is yes, they should trump it because she's the one with it inside her. She's the one who's responsible for it if it comes to term. Mm-hmm. And therefore, who better to make a decision? And the earlier the decision is made, you know, the more comfortable people tend to be with it. But the upshot is it should be that woman.
So, Rick, your position is because a woman engaged in an activity that's ordered towards creating a child, and since the child is completely dependent on her and is totally helpless, she has the right to decide whether that child lives or dies.
Well, as a person who, you know, a complete materialist, I would describe myself as that. I would say that, yes, it may not be comfortable. A lot of times when you talk to people, they seem to be frozen at a point where they are uncomfortable saying yes because it doesn't sound good.
So do you hold that view through all 9 months of pregnancy?
Yeah, but I am more uncomfortable as the baby becomes closer to term.
Okay. What would you think about a 11-month abortion?
Well, is the viability question comes into play.
And well, actually, society, just, Rick, that may have gotten past you.
Did you catch what I meant by an 11-month abortion is the child is 2 months old outside of the womb?
Right, right, 2 months outside of the womb. No, I would be against that. As the law currently stands, that is against the law, and it should stay that way.
What if we all decided to change the law? Would that be wrong?
Yeah, it would be.
Why?
Well, because whatever your religion is, our society, our government has decided that human rights, human beings have the right to, you know, not be murdered.
Oh, okay. But so you're saying that that right comes from the fact that society and government, we all decide it. So if it comes from us all deciding and we all decide something different, then wouldn't it logically change then?
Yeah.
So then your position as a materialist, if society determines what's right or wrong, and then society changes the law, society can never be wrong about that, right?
Well, to some extent. I personally wouldn't be comfortable with that, but society has decided to do things all the time all over the world that I'm not comfortable with, including wars and capital punishment and things like that.
So I guess that's the crux of the debate between you and I. It is a little bit about – you and I agree – well, I guess this is funny. I agree. I think human beings have a right to live independent of what society says. And it seems to me that there are times when you would disagree with society and say society's wrong on that. Like if society were to say, for example, that African Americans don't have the right to live or children under the age of 3 months don't have a right to live. So you're saying society would be wrong, but what standard are you using to show society is wrong?
I'm using my standard of what I have decided in my life, my upbringing, my family and friends, my education. That's how our society came to all the decisions.
So you're using your personal standard of morality?
Well, mixed in with the everything that humanity has debated these issues up to the point that I was born and the knowledge that I get from that.
But ultimately, it's you, though. Ultimately, it's you decide your personal standard.
Well, ultimately, I think that's true of each and every one of us.
Sure.
As a materialist, as far as there being an absolute right or wrong, the simple fact is anybody who's alone in a room can decide, even if you think it's wrong, they can decide to kill themselves.
Pick
up a gun and kill someone
Rick,
else.
Obviously, yes, people can decide for themselves, but that doesn't mean if they decide something is right or wrong that it becomes right or wrong. So I think you and I seem to agree human beings have a right to live. You disagree.
Right.
You think that a woman has a right to kill her child simply because society says she does.
Well, that's close to what I'm thinking of, but you know that it's like to me it's similar to it's uncomfortable, but we rank the importance of lives all the time. So with abortion, you're saying a fetus doesn't have a brain or it's a few cells.
Mm-hmm.
Are you more comfortable with that being killed than you are with a full-born? Yes, of course, and most people would agree with that.
Yeah.
Maybe you wouldn't, because you know, if you say there's a soul, of course, that leads me to, I've always wanted to know, how can you ever...
Rick, hold on. Rick, I'm going to punt. Rick, it's Patrick. I have to step in here because a lot of people are waiting to get on the phone.
Okay.
I wanted to ask Trent, because you've dealt with this on different grounds in a different debating orbit, about materialism, being able to say the words right or wrong on that worldview.
Yeah, so Rick, I guess right and wrong, it sounds like Rick doesn't believe that there's objective right or wrong, that it's just what society determines, but you have your own standard of morality, and so sometimes, I guess Rick, if society said that that pedophilia was right, would you agree with society or disagree with society?
I would disagree.
Okay, how do you know you're right and society's wrong? What makes your opinion so important?
It's based solely on my logic, my beliefs, and the life that I have had up to this point, and in agreement with some others, and listening to others' arguments. That's how I reach my decision.
Right, but the problem here is then, if I was to judge, I can't – so I have you, but let's say I have an evil version of Rick. I'll call him Brick.
Right.
And Brick is a member of NAMBLA, and he has done the exact same thing but comes to the conclusion that pedophilia is right. So if morality is from the individual and we all decide ourselves, I'm in no position to say that Rick's position is better than Brick's, right?
Well,
because it all comes from the individual.
The evil Rick, no, I'm not going to be able to convince him. He's already made his
decision. No, I'm the outsider. I look at both of you. And
as
there's
the outsider, the only way I can say that I'm more right is that, fortunately, I outnumber him. People who don't molest children outnumber people who
back to the majority vote.
Majority vote. And so I would say, Rick, that's why, for me, I'm not a materialist. I believe God exists because I believe there are standards of right and wrong, that children should not be victims of pedophilia, that they are not to be treated as sexual objects or hurt or killed out after birth or before. And so the problem there is, you know, just under materialism, it's just about numbers. Might makes right, majority rule. And that's a scary, awful thing. But I like the advice of Martin Luther King Jr. in his letter from a Birmingham jail. He said, "I'm right, and the segregationists are wrong, even if the segregationists are more in number than me, because their law doesn't correspond to the eternal law of God." That's what Dr. King said. Mm-hmm. So I believe
he was actually a good Baptist Thomist.
Yeah, he absolutely was. Read Letter from Birmingham Jail. So for me, the existence of objective morality, some things are right and wrong, independent of human opinion, reflects an eternal moral lawgiver. And I think that reflects the issue of abortion, that all humans matter regardless of their age.
Rick, I hope you appreciate we gave you extra time. I know that we have states of disagreement and levels and so on. I appreciate your input, and I hope you do call back.